of school. So I seen the pictures in that book on paper. On the picture.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground? And some live on land and some live in the water. Just hops along. Yeah. Now, what would you call the one that lives in the water? Would you call it anything different?
It's different. I call some of them. Now, I mean, I call it the right name, but
a ham frog.
You know, some of them you can eat those ham. That's why
these ones walk along.
You don't eat those. Them toad frogs.
Okay.
Them the toad frogs go along. Mm-hmm.
Well, now the ham frogs live in the water.
Yes,
they live in the water.
And the toad frogs live on the land.
On the land, you know, bottom of a hole, you know, house built.
Uh huh. What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Which one?
A smaller variety of the same thing, a little kind of frog. And they're little tiny things and they make a chirping
frog.
Noise.
Rain frog.
Okay.
It's three different kinds.
Might be a frog. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Wiggles. That's a bait. It's a wiggle.
Okay. And what do you call particularly large worms that are used for bait? Are those the wiggles?
Grub worms.
Okay.
Oh, some are big ones, the grub ones.
Yeah, but you know, they buy as mammals, not
fish. But I just said the grub ones, there's two kinds of worms.
Mm-hmm.
A bait and a grub
one. Yeah, that's a bait, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I ain't seen now and I don't know when.
What, a grub worm?
Grub worm.
Do you like to go fishing? Do you like the worms?
We lived at the lake. I used to fish when I was a kid. But so after I got grown, I couldn't do that and started raising children.
Yeah, I guess you got too busy. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Mosquito?
Mm-mm, this one is, you can...
A lightning bug.
Yeah.
A lightning bug. Oh.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Mosquito?
Well, that's one kind, but this is a different shape from a mosquito.
A gallinipper?
Yeah. Well, now, is that different from a snake doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
It's different.
Well, now, what does a snake doctor look like?
He got big, long wings out,
and little tune in back in, got big eyes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, can you think of any other names for a snake doctor? Or is it just always called a snake doctor?
We don't know nothing about a snake doctor.
A snake doctor.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting? What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay. Do you think of any other names for them?
Some people call them ground peas.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy.
Looks just like his father.
Now, if the boy's appearance is like his father, you say he looks just like him. Now, if the boy acts if the boy's behavior is exactly like his father's, then you'd say the boy...
Just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
A granny.
Okay.